On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria môre op na 25 grade, Johannesburg 24 en Bombela op na 29.
On the N1 southbound, there has been a crash just before Rigel Avenue. All lanes are open, but it's causing queuing traffic.
German with your sport headlines. The Dolphins sign Andrich Nokia for the T20 Challenge, and Kaze urges Kaiser Chiefs to build on CAF momentum.
Die Johannesburg Metropolisie, die Valke en twee privaat sekuriteitsmaatskappye het 'n geheime goudraffinaderye ontbloot. Die groep sê verder, dit is afgebreek.
Four suspects were arrested on the scene. This includes three individuals, two males and one female, identified as suspected illegal miners and the male manager of the facility.
Volgens die metropolisie se woordvoerder Tolani Fichla was dit 'n groot rolspeler in die onwettige mynbedryf. Nou wel het geregistreer is as 'n instelling wat edelmetale mag verwerk, het dit goud vir onwettige myners geprosesseer. Die Midlanga kommissie van ondersoek na inmenging in die regstelsel dien tussen voort vandag en meer besonderhede het na vore gekom in die moordsaak van die vlekjieblaser Armand Swart, onder meer dat die moordwapen aan verskeie ander hoë profiel moorde verbind kan word. 'N senior ballistieke ontleder vir die polisie, Solomon Modisane, getuig vandag aan Stasie Mokgobo hou vir wikkelinge dop.
Modisani says his ballistic analysis revealed that the same firearms used in the murder of Swart were also linked to the killings of musicians DJ Somebody and DJ Vintos. He told the commission that he compared cartridge cases from all the crime scenes under a microscope, looking at the tiny marks each gun leaves behind when fired. Some of the weapons had their serial numbers scratched off, but Mundisani says his team managed to restore them through a process called chemical etching. Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
En die minister van gesondheid, Aaron Motsoaledi, sê die land betree 'n era van innovering in die stryd teen tuberkulose. Hy het gepraat by 'n geleentheid waar die parlement se TB caucus weer geloods is. Die doel is om LPs, die regering en die samelewing op een plek byeen te bring. Mangaliso Kumalo het meer.
Minister Motsoaledi reminded lawmakers that TB remains the biggest killer amongst infectious diseases, surpassing HIV, malaria and even COVID-19 in global deaths. He says the caucus's relaunch marks a renewed political commitment to tackling a disease that has been overlooked too often. The minister believes Parliament's involvement will help mobilise communities, monitor resources and restore dignity to South Africans living with or affected by TB. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda Newswatch.
En nuus uit die buiteland. In Jamaica wag inwoners steeds in spanning op orkaan Melissa. Dit gaan na verwagting die grootste een wees vir die eiland tref, maar die aanloop daartoe neem heel wat tyd. Minstens 4 mense is reeds dood in Jamaica en Haiti. Intussen word op wydensyd video's gedeel oor hierdie orkaan wat of stokoud is of met kunsmatige intelligensie vervaardig is. Selfs al hierdie orkaan nie getref nie, is daar reeds video van strate onder water. Daar's selfs 'n video van haie wat in die strate rondswem, maar dit is vals. Verskeie media platforms waarsku hierteen. Ek's Malina Fouché, die dag se ander groot stories is op jacaranda.com. Klik daar vir meer.